Estevan, the cases of four people charged following a drug bust last month in Estevan were back in Estevan Provincial Court on Monday. The co-accused, Cody Klein, Devin Martell, Brennan McKean and Jessica McKean, all had their matters adjourned to September 30. They were released on conditions in August. Background: The Estevan Police Service, EPS, Joint Tactical Support Team, JTST, RCMP International Border Enforcement Team, IBET, and the Weyburn Police Service, WPS, executed search warrants at five locations in Estevan in August. The four accused individuals were charged with possession of a Schedule I substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, possession of a Schedule I substance for the purpose of trafficking, methamphetamine, trafficking a Schedule I substance, cocaine, trafficking a Schedule I substance, methamphetamine, and possession of property obtained by crime over $5,000. Martell is facing an additional count of possession of property obtained by crime exceeding $5,000, and Klein is facing two charges of violating the conditions of his release order, stemming from a prior offense. None of the charges have been proven in court. The EPS said at the time it seized 1 kilogram of cocaine, 50 grams of methamphetamine, two rifles, a Ford F-150, offense-related property, and approximately $8,000 in Canadian currency. The street value of the illicit drugs that were recovered exceeds $150,000. Also on Monday, Timothy Irwin's matters were back in court, and they were adjourned to October 7. Backgrounder: According to the Saskatchewan RCMP, a search warrant was executed at a residence in Oxbow by Carnduff, Estevan and Carlisle RCMP detachments, the F Division Critical Incident Response Team, Carlisle Combined Traffic Services Saskatchewan and the Estevan Police Service in August. As a result, Irwin, who hails from Oxbow, was charged with four counts each of sexual assault and administering a noxious substance, and one count each of possession for the purpose of trafficking, methamphetamine, possession of a substance, methamphetamine, crystal meth, and unauthorized possession of prohibited weapon, brass knuckles. None of his matters have been proven in court. Sask Today and the Mercury will continue to follow these cases.